There once was a young boy named Jonathan. He was so young, he was only in his mid-20s.
So young.
One day, he put on Alice in Wonderland, the animated version. But you know what? The Tim Burton version is not that bad. Is it the best story? No, but hey, it's kind of fun, right? It's nostalgic. I mean, we're returning to Wonderland. Anyways, he got to the pod where the caterpillar asked, "Who are you?" And Jonathan replied to the television,
"Fuck you, caterpillar." But yeah, anyway.
So, this is the place.
Yeah, it's nice.
New ship lap.
Uh-huh.
Very spacious.
Yeah, and I like all the light that's going around.
And then this living room is perfect to entertain any girlfriends you might bring over.
Yeah, true.
What do you think of the counter?
Cool. Yeah, it's a counter.
Okay, you have to imagine yourself. Mm-hmm. You have a glass of wine, mm-hmm. You have a bottle of wine, you have some company here.
Sure.
And then that light behind you, it dims.
Okay, hold on.
Jonathan, what?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah? About? What's wrong with you?
I'm just not interested.
Oh my god, stop it. What makes you think I'm interested in you?
I'm just talking about the entertaining girlfriends.
Yeah, you're a bachelor. You're a young man.
Yeah, I think it's sweet. I think it's very sweet. I just...
okay, look it. Stop.
I'm just confused, you know what I mean? Like, I've seen your type. I'm not your type. You're so old.
I'm not interested in you. Has anyone ever told you that you think too much of yourself?
Yeah, okay, so you're calling me crazy, right? You're calling me crazy. But this has happened. There's a precedent.
Okay.
When I was 20.
Uh-huh.
I was 19 even when we started, like, this thing or whatever. But when I was 20, my 20-year-old married boss with two children fell for me.
What?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not out of nowhere. It happens.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why.
I'm not laughing. Okay. I'm not laughing. It's just so sad. You were a baby and she had two kids.
Yes. Yeah.
Aww.
And then I became like the pseudo stepfather where I was feeding them and I was making them lunch and dinner and...
Oh.
And it was, when it was good, it was amazing. I think to have this thing where you are taking care of someone, where it's like you're second, it feels good to love in that way.
Yeah.
But then when we broke up and I no longer could see the kids, like my...
Ooh.
The breakup was bad. The children, not being able to see those children was terrible. I can't go through that again. I could never be a stepfather. I can't be Maggie's stepfather.
That's disgusting.
You're telling me.
Oh my god. Jonathan, you need to friggin' stop. I'm showing you a property and selling you the idea of romance for you and a young woman inside this property. So that you can, not me, you and someone you meet. Jag off. I am not interested in you. What do you want me to say? This is a great house to be alone in. You'll be alone a lot because you're not going to have money to go out. So enjoy being alone in this home.
Well, I do appreciate you showing me this house.
No need to appreciate it. I'm doing my job. Are you interested or what?
Well, for one, I'm a little embarrassed about what just happened.
As you should be.
But two, in regards to the house, I don't know. I told you about my ex. I've tried the domestic thing.
Buying a house doesn't mean you have to be domestic.
Yeah, but in a way it does, because you have property taxes and then you're responsible for things when they break down and fuck the down payment. There's freedom in renting.
There's also throwing money away in renting.
Yeah, but I could buy this house, right?
Right.
Or, and hear me out, I could make a really cheap movie.
Which doesn't benefit me. But, yes, you can.
No, it really doesn't benefit me really either, like financially. Unless, it's a hit.
I've read your writing. It's very niche.
Okay, so, again, doesn't benefit me financially. But even if I threw that money away, it'd be good for the soul. buying a home is sensible. It's very sensible. But I'm also slightly worried that having a home will also feel like the illusion of success.
To most people, owning a home is a success.
I know, I know. Do you know, do you have that fear, like, of being comfortable? Like, you're scared it'll limit your hunger?
I think if comfortability limits your hunger, you weren't all that hungry to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can do both. So you're gonna buy this house?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes. Okay. This is what your monthly payments are gonna look like.
I'm sorry, that's my payment?
That's your payment every 4 weeks. First of the month, late on the 10th.
Wow, that's a big number.
You can handle it. This is what you got pre-qualified for under an FHA loan. And those monthly payments, you're building equity. So you can still do your film. When you're ready to do your film, I know you've been saving for it, you pull it out of your equity. You have it there. You're not throwing it away renting.
Yeah. But what if I just come into a place where, like, I need it now? Like, I don't have time to sell the home and wait for escrow and hope somebody buys it.
Okay, you don't have to sell the home. You pull it out with a home equity line of credit.
Okay, what does that mean?
Okay, so you keep your credit up, keep your credit score up. And as long as you do improvements to the property and get some equity, that's like, that means the value goes up even though your loan doesn't go up. You could pull out $50,000 of it. Okay. Now, your landlord's never going to give you $50,000 back. Right?
Yeah.
But you get this loan, you improve it, increase the value. When you're ready to do your movie, you could pull the money out. Two birds, one stone, bro.
That's not a bad idea.
That's why you bring in the big guns. That's why you work with a realtor, Jonathan.
Yeah. Get this. I'm going to keep renting.
Oh, God. Why?
Because that seems like a lot of work, and I'm going to... This is easy.
Oh, God. Let's go.
Okay.
This was a horrible day for me.
That's fair. Honestly, this is a it's a middling day for me. I've had significantly worse.
We're leaving. Right now. And no talking in the car.
Right. Thank you for driving me here. Oh, and I'm very sorry that you saw me in a sexual way.
No talking now.
I thought you saw me in a sexual way.
We're done talking.
And the curtain falls on John John's adventures.
We'll see you next week.